Hey, Ralphie Radio Show. Let's recap the week that was. Life and Style Weekly's Juliette Eason joins me from New York now via Google Chat. And of course, Juliette, Life and Style had the exclusive details about the weekend, last weekend, that Katy Perry and John Mayer spent together. But it seems like these two are headed down maybe a road of love, but then a road of heartbreak, right?
Absolutely, because John Mayer is just such a dog.
Wow. Okay.
And I think these ladies fall for him because, you know, he's got the guitar and he sings, and I guess he's handsome. All these relationships just end so terribly. He always ends up talking about the women he's dated in the press, and then they get upset. So I think right now, Katy and John are definitely in that honeymoon phase, and they're going out on all these dates and being very lovey-dovey, but I would just caution her to be very, very careful with this one.
It's interesting. You won't even go as far to say you think John Mayer is good-looking because you despise his antics that much, huh?
I do. Exactly.
Wow. If only all women could be as stand up and be as true to their values as you, Juliette, we'd be all set. We wouldn't have women like Katy Perry falling for men like John Mayer, but
it's
we
very
do.
True.
I think there's going to be a lot more to that story for sure. Life and Style Weekly's Juliette Eason here on the Ralphie Radio Show. Two people that are more on the side of the heartbreak end of things are Jennifer Lopez and her 20-something-year-old backup dancer boyfriend. I have to throw all of that in there, of course. Casper
of course.
Smart. Casper was pretty much caught red-handed. He drove J-Lo's car to a very seedy store in New York. Photographers snapped him there, and now he started having to backtrack after he initially denied that it was him in the first place. When are these two going to break up?
I think it's pretty imminent at this point. J-Lo does not like to be undermined in any way, and she gave him a lot. Obviously, she bought him a lot of clothes. She changed his look. He got to go on tour with her, and he pretty much just threw it all back in her face when he was spotted at this sex shop in New York. So in recent interviews, when she's been asked about him, she's been sort of cagey about it and hasn't really wanted to answer any questions. I think she's pretty much over it at this point because she doesn't want to look stupid. And right now she looks pretty dumb considering what he did to her.
Absolutely. And just for some context, Juliette, in the past, she was a little more open about talking about him in the media.
She was, and they were always seen all over each other, and he would be taking around her kids and holding them by the hand or giving them piggyback rides or something like that. So she really had let him into her life completely. And now I think she's definitely regretting that.
And he certainly messed that one up. We'll wrap it up with Life and Style Weekly's Juliette Eason. Two lovebirds, Kim and Kanye, they've lasted a lot longer than a lot of people have thunk. And maybe part of the reason is the amount of money that they've spent on each other, Juliette. How much money exactly is that?
They have spent over $4 million on each other since they started dating, which is just incredibly mind-boggling to me.
And near disgusting, giving. How long have they been dating? A couple months?
Yeah, not even. Yes, but it feels like it's been a week.
I mean, what are some of the things? I know Kim bought Kanye the Lamborghini for his birthday, right?
Right, and that was $750,000, which is pretty insane. When they were in Cannes during the film festival, they were hanging out on a $38 million yacht, and that, for per week, you actually pay $250,000 for.
It's like stuff that you wouldn't even think you could buy. You couldn't even fathom doing it, let alone how much it would cost. At what point do they have to stop themselves and think, you know, if we're going to be in this long term, which who knows if they actually are or not, how much more can they keep topping each other, right?
I don't know. With these two, honestly, almost nothing would surprise me.
Yeah, no, you're good point. Excellent point. So we'll see. And of course, the promo just released this week, Kim and Kanye teaming up with Kevin Hart to promote one of Kanye's favorite award shows, the MTV Video Music Awards, set to air this September in Los Angeles. Well, hey, read about those stories and many more in the latest edition of Life and Style Weekly. Juliette Eason, have a great weekend.
You too.